Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 8:85, down 4 on the open. May, 8:95, down 6.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 8:84, down 5.5 on the open. May, 8:90, down 12.5. July, 7:83, down 8. December, $8, down 9 on the open. March corn opened at 4.75 and a half, down 1.75 on the open. May, 4.87, down 2. July, 4.95 and a half, down 3.25. September, 4.94 and a quarter, down 1.5. December, 4.93 and a half, down 1.5. March of 2009, 4.99 and a half, down 1.5. And July, 5.06 and a half, down 1.5 on the open. January beans opened at 12.42, down 7 on the open. March, 12.55 and a half, down 7. May, 12.73, down 7. July, 12.84, down 7.75. November, 11.77, down 7. And January of 2009, 11.84, down 10 on the open. Make that 1, excuse me, down 1 on the open. January soybean meal open at $3.40.50, down $2 on the open. March, $3.46.50, down $1.90. January soybean oil opened at $50.35, down $35 on the open. March, $50.90, down $18. February live cattle open at $93.45, up 17.5 on the open. January feeders, $110.45, up 30. February lean hogs, $56.45, down 7.5. And February bellies, 85 even, down 22.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the University Inn in Lafayette, Indiana. The meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. That's 6 o'clock Central. Panelists for the meeting include Mike Zuzolo and Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, as well as Tom Fritz of EFG in Chicago. And there is no advance registration required. The meeting is free. It's at the University Inn in Lafayette, Indiana, this evening at 7 o'clock. Let's go ahead and look how prices are currently trading. And if I bring up the screen here, I can tell you as it cranks in that corn is trading anywhere now from down 1.5 to down 5.5. While beans are trading now anywhere from down 6 to down 10.75. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services. He is located in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Dale.
Hey, you had a bit of a start there when you saw that name, it sounded like.
Well, I just got handed the note as I was halfway through the announcement, and I did remember who you were, which is a good thing.
How could you forget who I am?
Oh, well, let's go ahead and jump right into these markets, because there's sure plenty to talk to about.
Bunches.
You know, we have all the reports tomorrow. When you look at the reports, what are the most significant numbers in your mindset?
I think the one that, well, people are going to be looking at the production numbers naturally because they're the final estimates out of the USDA. They're going to be looking particular at the corn stocks number because as you go back and you remember in September, we had a corn stocks number back there that was surprisingly high, and people generally assumed based on that September corn stocks number that about anywhere from 70, maybe as much as 150 million bushel was of new crop corn had been used in the old crop time frame because of all the grain we had down in the south this year. So there's a lot of uncertainty about this December 1 corn stocks number, so that one's in play. And then the other one they're going to be looking at real closely is going to be the winter wheat planting number to try to get a gauge of how farmers have responded to the price levels we're seeing. And even though it doesn't relate to corn and soybeans directly, number one, it'll give them some kind of an insight on how prices are influencing producers, and also give them some insight on maybe how to start to look at acreage for corn and beans as we get those March numbers.
After we clear those reports tomorrow, what would your anticipation be for how the markets will trade over the next 30 days?
I generally see this market as being in a process of trying to put a peak in, although we've done nothing at this juncture yet that's even signaled on the short term that we've seen a high and they have turned down. But there are some things that are starting to occur here, and given that maybe we don't have bullish numbers tomorrow to bring new buying in. You look around, you see crude oil is breaking down. We broke below a minor support in the February contract there today at 94.20, and we're trading just under 94 as we're speaking right now. So that one looks like it's set up to move back somewhere closer to 90, and given all the trouble we've had at high 90s, $100, you always run the risk that all of a sudden, you know, some of this money that's been long could start to liquidate positions. You look at corn and soybeans in particular. Corn, we're due for a 20-week low about the end of February, so we've always got to be guarded that somewhere along the way in here we could see a short-term cycle peak. And in beans, the first part of February, we're due for an 8 to 9 week cycle to bottom out. So you're looking there as well for some signs, some little signs that maybe things are turning from higher to lower, at least in the short term. So I generally see things a little bit negatively unless these numbers tomorrow have some wildly bullish indications in them.
Is this push for consolidation to lower levels just that, with the potential for higher prices after the 30-day period?
Could be, but, you know, the one thing I warn people about in this mix here at this point is that, you know, we've put a lot in these markets in a relatively short period of time, and because of that, you have to be concerned that if we start to see some failure here, and because of the amount of money on the speculative side, it's still long corn and beans in particular, that you know, once this thing turns down, you could see a fairly significant wave of profit-taking. I continue to watch crude oil as being a key in the element, too, because of how that may impact some of this outside investment money. You know, it may tell some people, you know, I'm not really ready to add any to my portfolio at this point, and leave the market in kind of a vacuum in a wave of profit taking. And these price levels, we could take out $2 in beans in a heartbeat if you turn things down. And, you know, I don't think people are really ready to acknowledge that. You could take 50 cents out of corn real easily. So there's a lot of downside risk in this game. And, you know, as we go back in history, remember, anytime you run into a bear, they are always a lot faster than a bull.
So if there is this downside risk, what are a few of your best risk methods at the moment for protecting these prices?
Well, you got a flurry of different things that people can do, and it kind of depends on whether they're doing old crop or new crop. You know, old crop, I think people need to be fairly aggressively sold at this juncture. A lot of people think I'm a little bit aggressive this year, or we are a little bit aggressive having sold as much as we have. You know, and those tools I tend to like in old crop. If in fact we're going to turn down, I still prefer a hedge to arrive on making sales here, because I want to leave my basis open, because if we get a hard break, I think basis will narrow up. New crop, you got a variety of different things. You can use basically some basic puts below the market. You can make cash sales if you want. There's some cash contracts out there that are floored contracts. I think those are somewhat attractive. You can use some strategies that would entail buying some puts and selling the calls over the market. Gives you a floor, puts you a ceiling in the market at this point, but at least it cuts down the cost of trying to lock in some of these prices.
Do you like selling the cash there and reowning on paper with a bull call spread or something like that?
I think that's an option. What I'd like to do here at this point, I'm looking for an opportunity right now to make cash sales, and if I could come back somewhere later on when we're putting in cycle lows, for example, of the 20-week low due in corn at the end of February, you know, then I can look at some call options, bull call spreads, a lot of different things at that point to have some re-ownership.
Thank you much, Dale.
All right, good talking to you.
You too. Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services. He is in Normal, Illinois. Ed Kieser passes this along for us. The National Weather Service in Chicago has issued a flood warning for small streams in Livingston County in central Illinois, as well as Ford County and Iroquois County and southern Kankakee County in northeastern Illinois until 9:45 p.m. Central Time this evening. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. At the Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 897, up 7.5. July at 783 is down 8. March corn 472.75, down 4.5. December 491.25, down 3.75. January beans 1240, down 9. November 1178.5, down 5.5. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.